USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. Both sides make their arguments to the news media as closing arguments wrap up in the Trump New York civil fraud trial. The former president, his two adult sons, and other business associates are accused of inflating the value of property in order to get better real estate loans. Trump with reporters after Thursday's proceeding.
We've proven this case so conclusively. We've asked for a directed verdict many times. They don't have any facts. They don't have any evidence against us.
New York Attorney General Letitia James says no one is above the law.
The point is simple. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how rich you are, that no one is above the law and that the law applies to all of us equally and fairly.
Reversing course from an earlier decision, the judge in the case allowed Trump 5 minutes to offer closing statements of his own. Trump used the time to make accusations against the judge. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. However, many conservative GOP lawmakers have balked at the proposal, saying it does not go far enough to cut spending. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's now a lawsuit filed against Boeing in the wake of that Alaska Airlines door plug near disaster 1 week ago. Also, the FAA is launching a new investigation into the matter. On Friday last week, a door plug on the Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft went flying off, causing the Alaska Airlines flight cabin to depressurize and forcing an emergency landing. The lawsuit claims the ordeal caused physical, emotional, and economic pain for the passengers on board. Meanwhile, the FAA suspects Boeing may have neglected to ensure its plane was entirely buttoned up. Former President Trump is not ready to speak about a potential choice for vice president.
Well, I can't tell you that, really. I mean, I know who it's going to be.
Give us a hint.
I'll give you. We'll do another show sometime.
At a Fox News town hall event Wednesday, Trump's still leading GOP polls by a wide margin. But the field is beginning to shrink even more. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie dropped out of the race Wednesday, leaving just Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy as the remaining Republican candidates. The next winter storm marching across the U.S. is bringing significant new snowfall to Midwest states already hit hard this week. Nearly a dozen Midwest states are facing heavy snow and ice from the storm through the next 24 hours. Much of Iowa under a blizzard warning. Heaviest snowfall is expected through the day today, but it will be followed by several days of frigid sub-zero temps. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.